It is Thursday, and that means that we are taking another close look at one of the jury recommendations from the Culleton, Cusick, and Warmerdam inquest into intimate partner violence. Now, we are at recommendation number 3, and I will read this. And then, of course, we're joined, as always, by Erin Lee, the executive director of Lanark County Interval House, for her commentary on it. Erin, thank you so much for being here again.
My pleasure.
Number 3 goes as follows. Engage in meaningful consultation with IPV stakeholders and experts in the field to determine the mandate and responsibilities of the IPV Commission. Now, IPV, of course, is intimate partner violence. And so, determine the mandate and responsibilities of the IPV Commission, which may include driving change towards the goal of eradicating IPV in Ontario, evaluating the effectiveness of existing IPV programs and strategies, including the adequacy of existing funding, analyzing and reporting on all IPV-related issues with a view to improving awareness of IPV issues and potential solutions, advocating for survivors and their families, having regard to addressing the system concerns of survivors navigating the legal system. Consideration should be given to the United Kingdom's Domestic Abuse Commissioner model in developing the mandate of the commission. Erin, it sounds to me like this particular recommendation is basically a summary of what you're already doing in your organization, and really would allow it to be stepped up to the next level through the Intimate Partner Violence Commission, which they talk about establishing in recommendation number 2.
I would agree with you, Bob. A good insight. It is exactly that. I think that we often talk about consultation with stakeholders. And the word that's critical in that recommendation, from my perspective, is meaningful. And I think that in order to have meaningful consultation with stakeholders and experts in the field, I think we actually have to ask them the questions. We have to bring them to the table. We have to ask them to tell us their stories, to amplify their voices, to tell us what was effective, to tell us what wasn't effective. As Derek Needham would say, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We need to hear all of those things. And I think that that will help inform a mandate and the responsibilities of any commission. And I think it will fortify it with confidence from the community and with families and victims who are navigating violence right now. I think it will fortify that confidence for people to think there are people working on that. I think we are driving change towards the goal of eradicating IPV in Ontario. I think that this radio broadcast is an example of communities working together. I think that the commission is about the province, and it's about ensuring that all the voices across the province are developed in an inclusive manner to provide that mandate in that direction. I think there are existing evaluative tools to look at the effectiveness of IPV programs and strategies. I think one of the things that we know over and over again is that our funding is not adequate and that anti-violence agencies are fundraising. I do think that there are there's a spectrum of differential response to various issues and various funding models. And I think that, you know, anti-violence models are often the ones with the least amount of formalized funding. But we are working on that with our ministries and having those conversations. And that's really, really important. And I think looking at other programs and other strategies, I think that, you know, later in the inquest recommendations, we'll talk about how does restorative justice play a role. We'll talk about how PAR programs, partner assault response programs, how they work and how they don't work, and where we can work alongside each other to really affect ending IPV in our province. I think that when we think about solutions, I think that we often feel like it's a bit of a defeatist approach, in the sense that, you know, one system can't work with the other system, who can't work with the other system. And I think a commission would actually allow us to talk about system navigation from beginning to end. From, you know, early intervention, from prevention in schools and in our communities, to incidents that happen, how the responses from the system all the way through to justice and recovery and healing and trauma. So I think that it's important that the spectrum of the issues be responsible to each other and to Carol and Anastasia and Natalie, and come together and form this commission that actually speaks to all the spokes in the wheel, not just spokes that look like they're cracked or broken. Let's look at all of them. Let's look at all of the systems that were, that impacted these three women and their lives.
And it's interesting because, as you've commented on the inquiry before and the testimony that you gave, you mentioned that it seemed like that they were pulling information from the various organizations, the groups of people who spoke. And it sounds like this is really that collection in action at the provincial level. It seems that they really want to take the best of what is being done and the best of the potential that's out there, take action on it for the better.
I absolutely would agree. I think that the jury had quite a job to do, to take all of the varying voices and the diversity of those things and pull from that. And I think that advocating for survivors and families is something that we've been doing, you know, for 40 plus years. We need to think about the navigation tools. We need to think about where the gaps are. And I think that the inquest helped to highlight that there are gaps in systems, that there are gaps in terms of communication between systems. And, you know, one of the things we do in Lanark County that we're very proud of is that we host survivor forums, where we actually bring survivors to the table with justice partners, with OPP officers, with anti-violence advocates, and they are able to tell us their story, and they're able to tell us what worked well and what didn't work at all, so that they can actually inform, that victims are informing our modifications, our approaches, and what we do differently to work towards the eradication of violence.
It actually leads quite nicely into recommendation number 4, and we are going to speak to you about that next week. Erin, as always, it is a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bob.